Hey, Life Booster, this is Dr. Amelia, health coach and veterinarian, here to help you ditch yo-yo dieting, people-pleasing, and perfectionism by breaking the norm and living a life that energizes you from within. So, I feel like I just have, like, come back to life today. Today is a good day. I am quite sure that I had food poisoning for the past 4 days. I thought that food poisoning was a 24-hour thing, but turns out it can be longer. And today, I finally have energy. Like, I feel back to normal, which is just, I am very grateful for this. And we will not talk about what caused it, because I can't even think about that. But I'm just glad to be back to a pretty good place. And I was thinking about, you know, I try to have a positive mindset and look on the bright side of things. And during the past 4 days, you know, I was kind of like, you know, some situations, they just kind of suck. Like, it was so hard because we have had the most beautiful weather in North Carolina, and it was just like perfect days. Like, I could have gone on the best walks, and Matt and I were excited for like a really great free weekend. And it was like Wednesday night suddenly happened, and straight through Sunday, I was out of commission. So I just kind of longingly looked out the window, and I did go for like, as I was like slowly recovering, I did go, I think it was Saturday, maybe I went for the first walk, like I tried to go for a walk, and just because like I wanted fresh air. I probably looked like just like a zombie, just slowly walking. I like gave myself a pep talk. It maybe made it like a mile, which, you know, I always recommend listening to your body. And I wanted to go much further, and I turned around. However, I wasn't able to just breathe in the fresh air and truly enjoy the beautiful weather. And I was just thinking about, you know, sometimes it's hard to put a positive spin on things. Like, you don't always have to. Sometimes circumstances are just unfortunate. And that was definitely just a humbling time of, you know, to put it in perspective, I was like, wow, you know, I have friends who have been just like crazy nauseous their entire pregnancy. I think about people who are going through chemotherapy treatments. There is so much strength in so many people who endure really hard things all the time. And that was just super temporary. So that was one thing that I did continue to remind myself of. I was very grateful, but in general, it wasn't a great time. However, I was just thinking about, was there anything that from that situation that I could share? And I did come up with one thing that I think is worth sharing. It was a great reminder of how important it is that basic necessities are met before you have the energy to do anything else. And mainly how key, once again, energy is for being able to really like show up and explore new things in life and really to do inner work. But we'll dive into that a little bit more. So that's the first thing that I want to have you think about just right now. Are your basic necessities, like, let's just think about like a pet or even plants. Are you watering it? Is it getting fed? Is it resting? We could say sunlight is a good thing too. So really, truly, like, are you giving yourself water? That is not something that a lot of Americans are getting enough of. Like, we need to be hydrating more because it's really, really challenging to show up as your best self if you feel like a wilted flower all day. Like, think about a flower. If it's not watered, it's withered. It looks very sad. It is not able to bring joy to others. It looks a little bit pathetic, right? But then there's this magical thing that happens that when you water it, it comes back to life. Unless it's one of my plants where it may have been too far, but in this normal analogy, when a plant hasn't been watered for a little bit, you water it and magically it just stands tall and it's beautiful again. And it has that just like radiance and energy, and it has the ability to bring joy to those around it just by looking at it. Something I really want you to think about. Like, are you remembering to hydrate yourself so that you can show up as your best self for you and for others? Now, these basic necessities, right? Water, food, rest, sunlight. How many of those are you getting every single day? Especially if you're not getting the majority, how are you possibly able to have the energy? Like, life is going to just feel so draining because your body isn't getting what it needs. And the sad thing is that I very, very frequently see very busy people sacrificing these basic necessities as if that's a choice. Like, they just don't have time to eat. No time to rest. There are just too many things to do. Like, couldn't get outside today because you're just stuck in the office. And yep, there was just never a moment to drink during the day. How often does that happen? I want you to recognize that if that sounds familiar, how are you possibly showing up as your best self? And I completely understand when you don't feel like you have time to eat or drink, or certainly you don't have time to rest or get outside. Like, having me be like, just do those basic necessities, it's probably kind of annoying. But I want to help you to see how it could be possible that you could need these things, and how maybe if you did make a little bit of time for these things, or to problem solve, to find how you could fit in these things with your crazy busy life, what would the impact be? Would you suddenly be more productive? Would you be less snappy with other people? Would things not feel quite so draining? These are important things to be thinking about. And that's the first step, is just getting curious, because it's really hard when you are just telling that story of like, I have absolutely no time to take care of myself. If that's what your actions right now are saying, that's crazy overwhelming. And that's hard. And I hate that you are feeling like that. And I know that that is the reality that you are experiencing right now. But know that there are other options. Because when you start to meet those basic necessities, that's when you start to have energy, and that's when your life starts to change. And one thing I noticed is that during the past 4 days, I did not journal once. It's interesting to me because that's actually journaling has become something that I do in the morning and sometimes other times in the day too, and that I enjoy so much. It's a really important time in the day. It's fun for me. It's truly like kind of dating myself. And that may sound weird to you, but that's the way that I can think of to describe it. You think that you know yourself because you're with yourself all day. Like you have literally your entire life been with you. But there are so many different layers to peel back. When you start to get curious about like the thoughts going on in your brain, like why you're having feelings, why you have certain tendencies like people pleasing or perfectionism, why something is really irritating you. When you start to get curious about those things, you start to uncover a lot about yourself that may not have been apparent. And it's a really interesting journey. And it's, you know, really, that's what I call inner work. And that is something that I now love. It's something that in the past I didn't even like know about. And, you know, I didn't used to like to journal at all, but now it is something that I really look forward to. And yet the past 4 days, I really just could have cared less. I didn't, like, I thought about it and then I was like, yeah, no. And that was a really great reminder for me that in order to want to get curious about yourself, in order to want to dig deep, in order to even be ready to be doing some inner work, you have to have energy. And your basic necessities have to be met. Because when you feel crappy and you feel drained, you don't want to spend more time getting to know yourself, right? Like you've had enough of your circumstances. You've had enough of yourself, probably kind of judging or self-critical. That kind of work isn't appealing. So if right now you're like, I don't really know about that journaling, or if you're just like, I am who I am. This is my situation. This is just how it is. I get that. But if you start to meet all those basic necessities and you start to first just get curious about what your body needs, like what helps you to get energy in life, then you might surprise yourself at what you suddenly have motivation or interest in pursuing. And inner work is where the magic really happens. I love inner work, both for myself and my clients, because that is when your life really changes. That is when you take the reins of your life and you feel in control. And you see that you get to decide. I came from a place where I felt so stuck. And those beliefs just like weren't even possible for me. You know, I just was like, I've made these decisions. This is who I am. And this is just how it's going to be forever. And that was a very draining, stressful place to live. But as I slowly started to heal my body and recognize that I actually did need to acknowledge that I was insanely stressed and I needed to start giving my body what it needed and I needed to start fueling it properly and not just like driving it to the ground, that is when, as I was recovering, that's when I started to be able to get curious and really started to get to know myself in a whole new way. Just peeling back those layers of an onion. I kind of wanted you to think about it a little bit as like, you know, you think, oh yeah, I know who I am because I've always been with myself. But think about at work, if there's a coworker who you see every day, you maybe know them, but do you really know them? Like, probably not. Unless you ask questions and you really make an effort to truly know who they are, not just at work, but in their life, or maybe like why they have certain tendencies. Unless you put in the effort to do that and you ask those questions, you'll never know. And it works the same way with yourself. If you just accept things the way that they are and you're not really interested in getting to know yourself, then things will stay the same. But there is an option for you to really get curious about yourself and to dig deep and to figure out who you are. You know, what are the things that truly matter to you? What's your authentic code? Going back to my first podcast episode. What are traits or tendencies that you have, like maybe people pleasing or perfectionism? And where did that come from? You know, have there been experiences in your life that led you to that? What beliefs are you holding on to that maybe aren't serving you right now? These are really fun questions to explore, but you have to have energy and you have to want to. I will tell you that these are the questions that will unlock wellness level 3 for you, that life boost. These are questions to understand, like, why do you sometimes secretly, when you're running errands, go get a bunch of sweets and hide the evidence and eat them in your car before you get home? Like, yes, that's because you have, you know, intense sugar cravings. Yes, there's stress. Yes, maybe your gut health is out of balance. And yes, working on addressing all of those things is going to help you to feel much more in control. But why did those things happen in the first place? Really getting to the root. And that involves looking at your body, but it also involves looking at your brain. Inner work is about really getting to the root of the problems. You know, you may have had a sweet tooth for your entire life. You may have struggled with weight for a long time. And yes, definitely a component is that you have just been exposed to food and a society that has set you up for that. But there are beliefs that the society has given you, as well as experiences that you've had growing up and interactions with maybe things that other people have said about you, just little comments that stuck with you, and experiences in your childhood. There are lots of things that led you to where you are right now. And that is something to get curious about. And in order to do that, you have to have energy. And you have to be meeting the basic necessities. So what do you do with this information, right? First, I want you to think, are your basic necessities being met? Are you hydrating? Are you eating the food that is working for you? Are you eating, period? Are you just not having time in the middle of the day to do that? Are you resting? Are you getting out for sunlight? If you're not, then there are so many options of how to start. I really want everybody to see that basic necessities are 100% possible, regardless of how busy things are, and that they aren't a luxury. They're basic necessities. So I have a new 1 month life boost challenge that is free. It's for anybody to do. And basically, just once a week, you'll have a new little healthy habit to focus on. And I will be there every day. I will give you a little email to keep you motivated, and to keep you inspired and to give you little tips on ways to make that happen. So that's something that you can sign up for, especially if you're just feeling totally overwhelmed with life right now. That is available for you. It is called a challenge, but I'm thinking about how I can better word that because I don't want it to be intimidating at all. Like, you don't have to do it perfectly. All you have to do is sign up, and that's amazing. And basically, you get to see, like, if that healthy habit is great, if that's one that works for you, awesome, keep it up. If not, if you don't like it, that's okay. Just don't do it. You don't have to. So this is up to you. But it is available for you, for everybody, to start making healthy changes that are going to have a massive impact on your energy level. The next thing and the first step of starting to do inner work is really just starting to observe yourself. Just start to note how you're feeling. Even something like stress, you may be like, yeah, I'm stressed. But do you know how it's showing up in your body? You know, do you see how stress is impacting you? How is stress influencing the way that you show up in life? How is it impacting the way that you interact with others? How is it impacting your energy? These are just little things to be paying attention to. Another way to start to observe your whole approach right now is to use my free Life Boost Troubleshoot Guide. This is a really powerful tool where every day for 7 days, I'm going to guide you through exercises. You are going to be looking at different parts of your life, and I'm going to help you to start seeing areas that where you can be making changes, what may be holding you back. And you'll be looking at the 3 L's and the 3 B's with the Life Boost approach. The L's are love, lifestyle, and long-term. And the B's are belly, brain, and blood sugar. You're going to look at all of those and make it very straightforward. And finally, if you are curious about this inner work, or you're feeling stuck, or you just would really like some guidance, know that my complimentary walk and talk is available to you. So this is a really great opportunity to start exploring just a little bit of inner work, because I guarantee that I am going to ask you a question that is going to make you think just a little bit about yourself, or it's going to change your perspective just a little bit on your current approach. I guarantee that after that call, you will have clarity on at least one thing that you can start doing to be moving forward. And the thing that I love about walk and talks, I love going on walks, as you may know if you listen to this, is that you are literally moving forward as you're having the call. So if you literally and figuratively want to take the first step forward in your wellness journey, you want to stop feeling stuck, then schedule that call and we can chat. We'll go all over just like what's going on in life and what you can do about it. And my goal is always just to help you to find that next step that feels good to you. Like, I want you to feel like your next step, I want you to feel energized about it. I want it to feel like a weight has been lifted off your shoulder. And I am here to help you understand and figure out what that looks like for you. Only you know. Okay. So I am going to celebrate having energy again and having made it through food poisoning. And I want you to think about which of those 3 options you want to do to take the next step forward and to live a life that energizes you from within. Okay. Cheers to your inevitable health, happiness, and success.